It's Wednesday, the 31st of July. Where the hell did that month go? On the 1st of July, we went on holiday over to Barra. Jeez, now we're on the 31st, and a whole month has disappeared. Isn't that right, Mr. Blackbird? Yes, he nods. Oh no, he's not nodding. He's picking up the porridge. Oh well, I'll take it as a nod. Lovely morning. Cooler again. Dew. That morning dew over the garden and the cars. So that shows you how cool it got during the night. But it's a lovely morning now. Mostly blue skies. And pleasant in the sun. And it's to be a really nice day, so that's great. That's the good news. Bad news is that I have to go into hospital this morning. Yeah, it's okay. It's just for more blood tests and samples. My 6-monthly hospital visit. I do, it's actually quarterly, but the interim one, or as my consultant calls it, the virtual one. I don't know what the hell's virtual, but you're still getting a needle put in you and taking blood out at the local surgery. Anyway, so every second time around, I have to go into St. John's Hospital and be seen by the consultant. And they'll say, well, your bloods are this and your bloods are that, and well, you're looking fine, and your weight's not too bad. You went up a couple of pounds, or you went down a couple of pounds. Or, you look in general health. How are you feeling, by the way? Oh, I'm feeling really tired and, you know, lethargic at times. I can't get motivated. And, well, that could just be a lot of things. It could just be your age, you know. I thought, shit, you know, okay, you asked me. So, again, I'm almost script to routine. Unless, of course, I get a different consultant, because they keep changing them. You don't know who you're getting. Last time it was a Korean gentleman who was extremely nice and had a fantastic watch. I can't remember the make, but I came home and googled it, and it was an expensive one. Not Rolex. Can't remember the make, but he had this beautiful watch on his wrist, and I interrupted his examination of me. Examination. No, he actually examined me. Yeah, that's a strange thing. He did actually examine me. There you go. Maybe that's why I noticed the watch. But I ended up having a lengthy conversation about watches. I can't remember what he said about my health. But anyway, so that's I'm off, and I've got to be, it's just after 9 a.m, so I've got to shoot away very, very shortly indeed. Because it's one of those, well, you know, like hospitals are. You've got to be through really early, because if they say your appointment is at 9:20 a.m, that usually means that if you wait till 9:10 before you go there, you're going to be way down the list because everybody else cheats. And, you know, people for appointments for 11, especially, excuse me for saying this, but older people get in there about 9:30 when their appointment's for 11. Just so that they'll be there and they'll see them and take them early. And, you know, it usually bloody works. I'll have to learn that trick. So anyway, that's where I'm going this morning. So, I will miss the breathing space this morning for that call away. And I will, you can put that miss in major capital letters, jumbo font. All to sit in a hospital waiting room. For how long? I should have said however long. There you go. So it's now 8:10, and I'm going to have to slug my tea down. and go and get ready and get away. I feel good this morning though. I'm going to ask him about this tiredness bit as well. I'm going to say, whoever I see, by the way, why am I so damn tired? Especially in the morning, so. I hate hospitals. Yeah, no, we need them. We do, we need them. And the work done is fantastic. I just hate having to go into hospitals for any reason. I almost think it's a bit like taking your car into a garage to have a light bulb fitted to your headlamp, and when it's early and you go to collect it, they tell you, well, by the way, we found this and we found that. I suppose it'll be like that. Yeah, just go in and get some blood taken, and well, by the way, we found that your leg's falling off, or, you know, you've got diphtheria. God. I was like when you shoot in and shoot out and everyone's hunky-dory. Isn't hunky-dory a fantastic expression? I heard one from one of my very dear audio boo friends. Sent me a message and said, well, amongst other words, because they do use big words at times and it's great, and I've got to go and Google a curmudgeon. What the hell is a curmudgeon? I'll find out. But I best go. I'm going to have to run the salt course off the soaking wet 8 foot across ornamental grass. Maybe easier to go all the way around the house and avoid that, but hey. That was refreshing. Oh dear. Things we do to stay alive.